talk today. Today we'll be continuing from the series, Relationship Failures. Now, in the last episode, we talked about why relationship fails. We looked at emotional needs. And we said one of the ways to find each other's emotional needs is understanding what you or your partner craves for the most. Understanding what the desire. You can also know by understanding what they complain about the most. Now, we're looking at another reason why a relationship failed. I'm looking at unrealistic expectations. Now, from the last episode, we explained that once the euphoria stage of every relationship passes, we will move to the stage where you have to work on your relationship. It becomes a conscious effort. At this level of a conscious effort, every decision matters. So we are looking at unrealistic expectations. Is it possible we can have unrealistic expectations or demand or make unrealistic demands from our partners in a relationship? Yes, it's very possible. Now, what are unrealistic expectations? Like, these are expectations you would be wanting from a partner even when you know or you had known he doesn't have the ability to meet them. Now, unrealistic expectations don't just pop up. We have reasons for them. Some of these reasons could be a carryover effect from past relationships. So we're going to be looking at this one after the other. And we'll be looking at relationship checklists. Now, how does relationship checklist affect unrealistic expectations? Now, for every relationship, there are reasons why you chose your partner. There are reasons why you want the other person. Now, it could be because he's cute, he's handsome, because he has money, because he's comfortable, he could be caring, he could be loving. You all know these reasons why you have or you chose whoever you chose. Now, at the euphoria stage, everything works well. The more deeper we get into, the more you start looking for things you did not look out for. You start expecting things you didn't look out for. Now, at this stage, your expectations could be unrealistic. Let's look at this, for example. While you were coming into the relationship, it never matters to you if you prayed or not. It never matters to you how spiritual you were. And all of a sudden, you're complaining about that while in the relationship. It was never one of your checklists. It's also possible his finance was never a problem. Maybe he had enough money or he was just managing. So let's look at it if he was just managing. You never put this into consideration when you were coming into the relationship, and all of a sudden his finance becomes a problem. You're expecting, your demands, your needs are higher than what he could afford. Now, these are unrealistic relationships. How can we avoid this? Relationship checklist should be taken important. Now, you can always prioritize your checklist from the high priority, mid-level priority, and low priority. What do I mean? This differ from person to person. High priority, look at the things you consider of the highest priority in a relationship. Is he responsible? Is he faithful? Does he take instruction? Does he listen? Is he a good listener? Is he sociable? Is he presentable? Is this someone you'll be ashamed of in public or you can work with in public? Whatever your high priorities are, list them. It's always good to even have these things written down, not just in your head. Write them out. Then you move to your mid-level priorities. Is he cute? Does he have money? Now, some people are laughing and say, why money? Trust me, money is essential in a relationship. Romance is expensive. Talk is cheap, but romance is expensive. So does he have money? What does his income look like? Now, you go to the low level and you want to look at some other things that really do not matter, even if they are not there. Now, putting all of this together, you have your checklist. Now, when each of them, because of their level of priority, do not carry equal scores. So you want to know, is he responsible? And you're like, how would I know if he's responsible or not? You should know every man is a hunter, which means they can put whatever they have on the line to get their prey. A very stingy person can give you so much money just because he wants you. And when he gets you, he goes back to his character of being stingy. A very irresponsible person could look responsible just because he wants you. Every man is a hunter. Ladies could pretend to be what they are not until you get into the relationship too. So how do you know what this person's view character is? Now, it's not the way they treat you at this stage. It's the way they treat other people. You want to know he's responsible. Check out his responsibilities, his family and his parents. Does he support them? Does he give them any money? Does he check up on them? Does he care about their well-being? These are pointers to whether he's a responsible person or not. Is he responsible for his siblings? Does he check up on his siblings? Did he just abandon them because he has more money? Or he has enough? We need to check all of these. These are pointers to know if someone is responsible. You want to know if someone is caring or kind. It's not just the way he treats you. Look at the way he treats random people. People who he expects nothing from. It saves you a lot of stress, because when this euphoria is down, he will treat you the way he treats people out there. So when we understand the priorities of our checklist, and it's well documented, you wouldn't have unrealistic expectations. So when you have made your decision and you are in the relationship, you wouldn't be bringing strange expectations from elsewhere, because you already know what he can give you and what he can give you. But when this checklist is wrong, you just go for the low level or the low priority is what influenced your decision, and all of a sudden you're expecting him to perform on the level of your high priority checklist. It doesn't work that way. Okay, let's also look at another thing that brings about unrealistic expectations is comparisons. When you're comparing your partner with someone else's partner, comparing your partner with your ex. A lot of people do that. They compare their partner, their present partner, with their ex. That is like comparing your present with your past. And you expect him to do the things that person did. If that person was so awesome, why did you leave? If you never wanted someone else, why didn't you stay? You see, we should always understand that whosoever you're with is who you're with. And don't compare him with someone else's partner. Don't compare him with your ex. Don't compare him with your friend's partner. Don't compare him with your sibling's partner or someone else entirely. These are unrealistic expectations. You knew what you were going into before you went into it. Comparisons would only kill the flame. For every person you compare your partner with, you begin to see this his disabilities or his inabilities instead of his abilities. You start seeing the negativity instead of the positivity. And for that other person you're comparing, you're using as a comparison or a measure of comparison, the only thing you can see are the shiny things. It's only the partner of that person that knows the other things that were not in what he bargained for. Trust me, stolen meat is sweet. So someone else's property will always attract you, because you are seeing the attractive side of it. So we should consciously and consciously understand that unrealistic expectations are one of the reasons relationship fails. This comes from maybe a wrongly prioritized checklist or comparisons with your ex, with someone else's partners, All of these things affect relationships. It kills the flame, and relationship, a lot of relationships have failed because of this reason. Thank you for listening to our podcast today. I hope I've been able to shed more light in the second episode. Bye, and see you in the next episode. Thank you.